This is Northwest News on KPLU. This week, the big focus in aerospace is on the Farnborough International Air Show, southwest of London. That's where Airbus and Boeing normally announce new orders and showcase their aircraft. As KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, analysts say this year there will likely be a lot of talk about whether Boeing plans to build a new jet.
The possible jet people have been talking about is dubbed the middle-of-the-market aircraft, or new mid-market airplane. According to analysts, the plane would be capable of flying transatlantic or inter-Asia routes. But the big question is, will the plane be a single-aisle aircraft or a twin-aisle? Analyst Richard Abulafia says it's a decision Boeing has to consider carefully. But he says Boeing needs a new midsize offering to compete with Airbus models such as the A321neo and the larger A330neo.
It's absolutely something they have to address because it's an area where Airbus is superior and there's probably going to be a lot of cash generated in the segment over the next couple decades.
Boeing spokesman Doug Alder said in a statement that the company continues to talk with customers about their needs and study the business case. He says if Boeing moves forward with a new mid-sized jet, it wouldn't enter into service until the middle of the next decade. But the memory of the fight to win the 777X production line is still fresh, and a new plane program raises the question again of whether Boeing will build it in Washington State. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.